The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, Reverend Busuyi Olabode, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
There's something God has in mind why He brought us forth. There's a movement He wants to have on earth why He sent us. And I think our attention must just be on that. Praise God. And I believe at this time that we're coming very close to that moment of delivery, that moment of expectation of heaven on us, to see that our generation is imparted, to see that a shift come into the sense of pursuit, the sense and the arrangement of things on earth while we live. I want us to just take that responsibility and take it seriously. It's honor from God, but on our part, it is duty and responsibility. Praise God. And I trust God that we will not struggle to respond to God. Let me read this place to you, to the book of Judges, chapter 5, verse 6. I read it some nights ago. Praise God. I want you to know that the powerful thing about our life is commission or is sending. There's no matter where on earth here. I want us to name that. That if God says go to Ajue, if it is His commission and sending, He gives every resources to see it actualize. It may take some time, but the gifts and the calling of God is without repentance. I want us to know that. Don't have any fear in life. How will I survive? How will my future be? Our future is in God's hand. I think you know that. And He's in charge. He's not a bad God. He's not a difficult God. He's good. Amen. His mercy endures forever. And I believe that the Lord has spoken that from Ondo City, the waters of life will be taken to nations of the earth. From Ondo City. It's God's intention. And that's why this city is not ordinary. It's a situated city that's in the midst of the valley. It's in the midst of the valley. It's surrounded by mountains. Because it's where waters will be taken to nations of the earth. Please get set for them. Get prepared for them. Let the Lord begin to brood your heart in this season much more than you have ever done before. Amen. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jahiel, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through byways. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jahiel, these were judges in Israel, the highways were unoccupied, and the travelers walked through the byways. The inhabitants of the villages ceased, or the community life ceased. They ceased in Israel because God expects the solitaries to be set in communities. Amen. Until that I, Deborah, arose, that I arose a mother in Israel. They chose new gods. There was war, then was war in the gates. Was there a shield or spear seen among the 40,000? Everywhere was quiet, silence, no strength to respond to the demand of the time. My heart is towards the governors of Israel that offered themselves willingly among the people. Bless ye the Lord. Amen. And so my heart is just on that. Because heavens is ready to war. Go quickly to the verse, to verse 19. The kings came forth. Then fought the kings of Canaan in Taanach by the waters of Megiddo. They took no gain of money. So in their days, the strength of money failed. Riches failed. And if you look at the terrain of the times we are in Nigeria, and money is failing, and it's going to fail them all. Amen. Even the size of assemblies is going to fail. Because the requirement of the time are men and not children. Praise God. They are not children, they are men. God is asking for men that can stand, that can restore the old parts, that can reshape the life and restore back the community life to Israel. Verse 20. The fourth from where? I can't hear you. From where? It is men that are fighting on the air here, but actually they are fighting heaven. The fought from heaven, the stars in their courses fought against Sisera. Sisera is for the king. I want you to know that it's time of great warfare. It's a time of great distress. It's a time that is asking for answers. It's a time when the war is in the spirit, in the heavens. But men on earth here, we have to be stirred to respond. So God is beating your heart and my heart in this season to know that it's the time, it's the day of His power. Bible says, in the day of His power, the people shall be willing. In the day of His power, it will stimulate the grace, the strength for men to be ready, to choose to want to participate. And I want to believe God that that's what the Lord is doing in our heart. Forget about the distress you see on the street. Forget about it. Forget about it. If God does not allow distress to happen, there won't be demands for men to arise. Do you understand? Nobody will ever think that someone like Deborah could lead the whole nation to warfare, where kings were afraid to respond to. Do you understand? Nobody will ever think that. But the demand of the time, the trial of the time, brought forth new set of leadership. So I want to know that this season is allowed by God of heaven to raise to nations of the earth new sense of direction. And so it's a season and times that we have to be aware of and to cooperate with the willingness that God is going to stir in our hearts. Hallelujah. Men who could take the battle to the gates. The time is a season of visions and prophecy. Hallelujah. Praise God. When we began the Emerging World Leadership, I just knew my heart. The season is close where a new sense of leadership we have to emerge on the earth. If you just look at yourself, we just ask yourself, what do we do next? What happens next? It's in every heart. What happens next? What happens next? Where do we go from now? So if it's happening in your heart, then the heavens are ready for something to happen. Because in your heart, they put there that demand of the call of destiny. Do you understand what I'm saying? Amen. Like something in the, they call it it, in the days of Moses. Call it it. It's a prompting of destiny. It. So it came to his heart. Can we just go there quickly? It came to his heart that he should visit his brethren. It came after he has left Egypt for how many years? But when he was 40, full 40, what is full about 40? You know, the Bible does not waste grammar. Amen. It doesn't, you know, everybody uses this reason when he says that we should give more, the more earnest heed. He's not trying to use language. He's telling you how needed that it must be more earnest heed. In the time Moses was born and was exceeding fair and nourished up in his father's house 3 months. And when he was cast out, Pharaoh's daughter took him up and nourished him for her own son. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and in deeds. And when he was full 40 years, it tells you that there is what is called fullness of time to God. It's not just 40 that is full. There's a time that was full. It was the season that was full that it happened to be 40 years of the age of Moses. Do you understand? When it was full, it came. That thing that came, it came into his heart. So it can be, if it came into his heart to visit his brethren, the children of Israel, it cannot be an inanimate thing. I went to the house place. It's the forces of life asking for answer. In the forces of life asking for answer. God has spoken ahead of time. 400 years these people will spend in the house of bondage. It's prophetic. It was prophetically declared far before these people were born. 400 years. So when it was around that time, the forces of deliverance began to move in the air. And that forces, because Moses was designed to be a vessel, the forces of this destiny moved into his heart and began to give him an heartbeat different from an average person. The same place where you fled from. Now you remember, wasn't that he didn't remember all through the years that his brethren were there. Because it was the fact that he was going to associate with them that led to him running away. Do you understand what I'm saying? Hey man, don't let me say running away. That made him leave Egypt. Because he didn't really run away. It was the, I went to the house place. It was by faith that, hallelujah, in artistic, whatever there, he fled. But it was by faith he fled. He didn't want that prompting to die. Because if Moses died, the prompting will come, he won't find no man. So he fled for the sake of that deliverance. Just like God said to Joseph, he came to him overnight. Take this child to Egypt. Because if that child was killed, not sometimes you feel that whatever God wants to do, he will do it anywhere with any person. It's not true. It's not true. And sometimes we waste the whole of investment by that thought. No, don't think you are so big. Don't think God can replace you. Don't say that. God doesn't replace quickly like that. It's true that God can find alternative. But to shape on a all arrangement that can fulfill the divine thoughts, it's a lot of investment. Sometimes God has to move your father from somewhere that he looked at your mother and took interest in her. It's not just only because she was beautiful. There's a more chance of forces. That is because there's a seed, the sea being born that will have the frame to carry out an agenda on the earth here. You are not a child of incident. You are a child of destiny. That's why we can be 1 billion on the earth here. Nobody can be you. You are specially framed with a uniqueness that can make it easy for what they will have to do to be done. Though they will have to draw you forth out of water, they will have to save you, but there's something about your frame that they need. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's something about your frame they need. There's something about even your look, your gaze, your height. You know? Praise God. Hallelujah. For a long time, I never liked. I'm just always above everybody. You know what I'm talking about? I just felt like just reducing my height. You know? So everywhere I get to, I lean. You know? Not because I was bending. I just lean to reduce the height. You know? Oh, you do this way. You know? So until I go to school and girls just like the height. Wow. I mean, fine girls. They gave me the first days of my sense of appreciation, you know? What we felt was just Delay. They just want to be around me. And it was a conflict in our class, you know. Because we were like the last arrivals, you know. They were the early arrivals who are good boys, you know. Who can just come in class and talk every girl, you know, talk everybody, you know. They were the first arrivals. So after some time, people left the first arrivals. In fact, they deposed our class rep. I made me to replace the last rep. Oh my God. It was war in the class. I've been in many wars in life. I don't know. I said, God, when will you save me from war? Imagine, for 2 years, somebody is just leading the class, champion the class, and one day they just decide that they want to remove the person. The guy is a professor now, you know. He's a big guy now. He's very, you know, brilliant, all of that. But they just chose that they want. So it gave me the first appreciation that there's nothing bad about you. If it's bad, it's the soul. About your make, your frame is just good. Are you short? It's just good. Amen. They want you that way. There's a job you will do that way. But do you know it is short people, sorry to say, from childhood they write them. So, amen. Praise God. But there's something about your height, beautiful. Or else, God will have made the whole world have the same height. Hallelujah. Praise God. Knowing that my servant, okay, I like to rock his leg because that leg is like a tree. It's not looking like a stick like my own. It's like a tree, so I like to rock it. Hallelujah. What am I saying? There's a prompting of destiny that functions within the anchor of predestination. To see God's intention fulfilled, and it will be hanging if there's no vessel that God has designed for it to enter. So for Moses, that motion that moved him to first place to take a hand to ensure that his people are free did not leave him. While he went away, it gave him time for it to mature. When it was full 40 years, that prompting came back again. That was what was necessary. Every experience he had is all about making him to align fully with that prompting. Talk about the soul on fire burning. It's just to call his attention, all of that, to that prompting. All he used all through his life was that prompting, moving him in every place to see God's intention done on the earth here. Hallelujah. And that is what is needed for every generation. Yeah, that's what is needed. So I want you to know that when choosing where that prompting must be interpreted. What I say, the prompting is like the dream or the vision in the heart of God. And without the vision, the people will perish. So that prompting was a vision, was a whole vision of God that was going to save a generation. Where there's no vision, the people, what? And where the law is, happy are the people. The law is the interpretation of the vision. So people perish if there's no vision. But the vision is not enough. There's need for the law or the interpretation of the matter. Who is the wise man? Who knoweth the interpretation of a matter? So a wise man is not the man who boasts everywhere. It's the man who knows the interpretation, who knows the law. That should be Ecclesiastes 8. Who is as the wise man? And who knoweth the interpretation of a thing? A man's wisdom maketh his face to shine, and the boldness of his face shall be changed, or his face shall be altered. What alters the face is the interpretation. Even when the motions are there, if there's no interpretation, there's no brightness. Do you understand what I'm saying? There's no understanding. So motions are not enough. Interpretations are required. And it takes time for interpretations to come. There are two people who have changed times, apart from Jesus, who changed times and seasons of life. A man called Joseph did that in Egypt. Is that not true? A man called Daniel did that in Babylon. Because the old destiny of a nation, of a people, was hanging on the interpretation. The whole destiny of a people was hanging on the interpretation. And because these kings were great kings, two nations are there who ruled the earth in their days. Egypt ruled the earth. You understand? Babylon ruled their world. So those two nations, God actually monitored their kings. The nation of the earth, but God monitored their kings because it was necessary for their kings to meet the salary requirement. For example, God allowed Pharaohs to come. For a Pharaoh to come that knew not Joseph was essential. And it was the time that correlated to the time of prophecy that Pharaoh appeared. God was monitoring that rule and reign and ensure that he framed or he allowed the Pharaoh. Another Pharaoh was not just that he had in his heart. The Pharaoh was a hard man. So God would have allowed some conceptions to come between parents to produce that kind of Pharaoh. Because his kind of hardness is not ordinary. A man that will see great signs, yet it's not moved. It's not moved. You know, it is his frame that is like that. They have vessels for destruction. They have to be prepared. Vessels for destruction. So also vessels of mercies must be prepared. They go afar to prepare vessels like that. If God will say, I want to show my power, I want to demonstrate my power to deliver, then he needs a vessel that will make that show. Amen. That was like all the plague went on. The guy did not break until they brought in that last one. That last one. Even with the last one, he recovered. You know how hard that man was? He recovered. What happened to me? All of a sudden. Oh my God. It's only the gospel that can break every frame. Hallelujah. So these two nations, Egypt and Babylon. For Babylon, Egypt was land of bondage. Babylon was a land of captivity, which they are only there to be led out. And when the house place, for Egypt, the bounds has to be broken for them to be brought out there. Those two nations were nations where the Jewish children demonstrated an unusual grace. Hallelujah. And when the house place, for Joseph, it was necessary that the people of Israel should be preserved. So the famine was going to come on the whole world. And if there's no abundant corn in Egypt, it's not likely they will have extra for non-native. Do you understand? So God has to allow that famine to come and to project Joseph to go ahead and preserve a posterity. How did he do that? He did that because he was able to interpret the dream of the king. If you remember, so it was full 2 years before Joseph was remembered. It was full. What's about full? Why did they use full for these guys? Check that place as Genesis chapter 41. Let's see this place, verse 1. And it came to pass that at the end of the that Pharaoh dreamed. It was time for a shift. They need to shift the power and authority from Pharaoh to Joseph. So it was full 2 years. I perceive that the fullness of time is also around us here. No, Not only just here, it's around us in Nigeria. That's why you see this. Strivings you are seeing is not generally. It's time you see striving of wind is a time for change of government. So when we are praying for Nigeria, pray for whatever, it's not just mayor that we're able to see the issues and pray about them. Are we right together, please? If you go out, people don't know what to pray about. They are tired of praying. But I just feel like praying more and more because the issues are so clear. We know who are the enemies. I went in the house, please. They brought the paper this morning. I saw the front page saying that the federal government is discouraging the states from using drones by setting forth serious, stringent measures. By this time, should not anybody on earth feel like there's need to support this everywhere? So if somebody is trying to bring stringent measures to restrict it, you know that the enemy is known. You want to ask for the enemy. It will take a beast, an animal in Nigeria to ask who is the enemy of Nigeria. Before this enemy became, is showing forth this way very well, we have known the enemy in the house here. How do you know the enemy? The God of heaven must reveal secrets. So interpretation comes when the God of heaven reveals secrets. Nobody has access to secrets except the God of heaven revealed them. In the two nations, both Egypt and Babylon, what God was trying to do is to know that deep secret things belongs to God. But things that are revealed belongs to us. But God must choose to reveal them to us. When Pharaoh had a dream and he told his people, this dream must be interpreted. Why is it that each time it came that way, is it that it's interpreted or there's death? They put death penalty on it if it's not interpreted. For Daniel, the same thing happened. That should be Daniel chapter 2. The king called the wise men and said, I have a dream. For Pharaoh, he told the dream. He asked for interpretation. But for Babylon, for Nebuchadnezzar, he asked for both the dream because he doesn't want any smartness around him. This matter is either life or what? Death. He doesn't want anyone to swindle him. Anyone who will know the dream is the only one that God will give the interpretation to. When he asked his wise men, they said, what you have requested for, no king before you, not even your fathers, ever requested it from any astrologer or any wise man, nobody. Because the seasons have come when it is either life or death. And it is a real thing that the king requires. And there is none other that can show it before the king. Nobody. Except the gods. Whose dwelling is not with flesh. So they knew that some things are kept from flesh. Some things are secret codes. Hallelujah. For this cause, the king was angry and very furious and commanded to destroy all the wise men of Babylon. How will a king have invested so much to raise these wise men and chose to want to destroy all of them at once? Amazingly, it is this same man that God gave through that dream, showed an image, a great image, very tall. Now the stone came without hands, and smote the feet of the image, and the whole thing grounded. God needed to show to the king of Babylon and to his generation the end of the kingdoms of men. Remember, God said he was the one who made him king. Father, he said, you are the king of kings. He's the first king who had what it take to bear the name that Jesus actually bears. Say, you are the king of kings. It's about you. Thou, O king, art a king of what? He is a king of kings, but the Lord is the king of kings. Jesus is not a king of kings. He's the King of kings. The God of heaven has given thee a kingdom, power, and strength, and glory. Who gave him? The God of heaven. It was not your smartness that gave you. It was part of the calculations of the God of heaven. You have something to do in the prophetic plan. You have a major tool. You have a major role to play. It has been spoken through the mouth of prophets. Now it's your time to play it out. But that God is telling you that end is coming to these kingdoms. So the vision of the end of kingdoms and the vision of the reign of the eternal kingdom must be known, must be received, and must be interpreted. Herein lies the future of the whole of humanity. Praise God. I remember I was in a Reverend K's birthday many years ago. And you know, I was to share there, and this thing came to me. Why we must appreciate the spirit of revelation. Appreciate the commission of revelation. Because it's a commission of life and death. If it's not given, we shall die. What? The vision must be interpreted. The vision must be interpreted. And to God, that is wisdom. Wisdom is not smart speaking. We're smart guys, no? That's not wisdom. That's fraud. It's just a putting up together of some things to take advantage. When there is wisdom, there is interpretation. It is not translation. It is interpretation. Because interpretation is not the same as translation. Is there mene mene the care of us sin? Mene mene the care. Just mene. The Lord has weighed your kingdom, everything in the balance, and he has God, not bad thy kingdom, I finish it. That's just mene. Even in the book of interpretation, the word God at number the kingdom can be other further interpreted. How he will number it and how he will finish it. It's interpretation. What am I saying? Are you here with me? So the interpretation must be accurate. Let me read to you from Proverbs. I want to see, why we should trust God for more accurate interpretation. That's just the thing. More accurate interpretation. In fact, that you seek more accurate interpretation is already that saying that you are a wise man. It's not that you have it, that you know that a matter should be well accurately interpreted. When you see a sense of, they always say they know. That person is a foolish man. Once you take that position, why are you not in the vanguard of those who are seeking to know? Why do you take the part of see that thing you are doing? That you only are showing is foolishness. So, foolishness does not answer a matter. It is accurate interpreting that answers it. Am I with you, please? Okay, I said chapter 1. Let's read from verse 2. To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding. That's a proverb of Solomon, the son of David. King. Come and say king. Say it again. And everyone who is a king by ordination must desire these things. When I say king, for you to have rule over matter. If you're going to have rule in your house as a man, what do you need? You need interpretation. By wisdom, a house is built. Is that not true? A wise man build a house. A house. To be able to be a woman. To be a wife. What do you need? Wisdom. You need interpretations. How to solve dark sentences. Because the world is full of dark sentences. Coded sentences. sentences. If I say, bring me water there. You must know that there are so many things attached to bring water there that is not spoken. Is that not right? That's why you can bring the water and feel like you bring it and I'm not happy with the way you brought it. Someone else will bring it and you'll like the way you brought it. It's not personality. It's being able to see behind the bring me water. He said to the prophet, cry. He said, why should I cry? Good question. If you're the one who said cry, what would you say? Hey, Oluwa the King, keep it well. What's wrong with you? Oluwa the King, igbeni, keep it well. The man said, what would like? That's a wash man. But then I was like, I am obeying God's voice. God said to me, cry. I am crying. Ah. What shall I cry? And it's simple. Oh, flesh is grass. And all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth. The flower falleth. Just cry. just cry. The flower faded because the Spirit of the Lord blew upon it. Surely the people is cries. That's cry. Interpretation. Wow. So you can't reign over any issue in life. If you can't reign while you are where you are and you're going to stay there forever, it's not because you are a bad person. It's because you have some information, but you don't have interpretation. Information is not interpretation. Information can only help your interpretation. That's why the first thing is information. But you must have a desire beyond information. You can meet a man who is in the business and he's asking a question from you. And you are rattling. You are rattling knowledge. But he's the wise man. He's hearing what you are not saying. What you are saying. And he's adding knowledge. But you are happy that the rich man is asking you a question. But that rich man will just ask me a question. I was just hearing for him. He's a wise man. He doesn't talk too much. But he hears a lot. Be swift to hear, be slow to speak. A wise man can know half of what you know. And do times 10 of what you are doing. What did I say? Can know half of what you know. And do times 10. God is asking for interpretation. Every word is meeting words. Declaring what manner. I was saying in VG. What was the prophet asking for? What manner of time? They were not even okay with one of them. What manner of spirit? They were asking, oh my God. So I said, I want to round up. Let's do that. Praise God. But I just want to read that Proverbs 1, okay? And that's what we'll do. And we'll go and break bread. So you'll see the seriousness of the times we're in. It's serious. Come on, say it's serious. I can't hear you say that better, please. Come on, say it. It's a serious time. Very, very serious. It's a time asking for answer. Asking for answer. To know wisdom and instruction to perceive words of understanding. To receive instruction of wisdom. Can you see that? Justice and judgment and equity. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear what will happen to him. And will increase what? Learning. It's always increasing in learning. And a man of understanding shall attain to what? So how do you know you are a man of understanding? You will have fountain of counsel. Verse 6. To understand the proverb and the interpretation. The words of the wise. And what? They are dark sayings. That was what God answered Job. Say, who is it that darkened knowledge without counsel? who is it? Job was so blah blah. The Lord was just going to answer Job. Just an answer came to him. Who is it that hideth counsel without knowledge? Therefore have I uttered that I understood not. Things too wonderful for me, which I knew not. There are things. things beyond us. There are things beyond us. That's why darkness can take advantage. There are things. It's time you don't know what to do. It's time you feel you are at a point. So why are you angry? Why is it? He said, an angry man is a foolish man. Why is he a foolish man? Because each time you are angry, you are at your wit's end. When you know what to do, your anger disappears. Why would Jesus, in the midst of pain, have answers? Why would he have answers? You don't feel pain. You feel pain. But enough, he has no understanding. He has no interpretation of the time and season. To give a wrong answer is not within him. He has lied. When the Paul said, Jesus professed a good profession. He professed a good... He always speak the right thing. Just always right. You thought he was just born that way? No, it was counsel. Word of counsel. It's word of understanding. Word of wisdom. Because it sought interpretation. This morning, the Lord will stimulate you the sense of desire. I say sense of desire. You know, listen to me. When you have a desire, your desire determines what you get. And your desire many times will cross many obstacles. When you have a strong desire, it crosses obstacles. When your desire is not strong, men can stop you. You know that? For your craving can be a problem to other men. Say you are too serious. I don't know what is burning your heart. A child who wants to have a first class of 4.5 does not read the same way somebody just wants to have. I don't mind. Pass is okay. Their lifestyle can be the same way. Is that not true? What direct their lifestyle? Desire. Desire. I want you to note that many things are still hanging, waiting for correct interpretation. For the first thing to know is that as long as our answer does not go beyond our pressing. We want answer to an issue and we are trying to solve it and it's not coming the way we're solving. It means there are things we ought to do that we are not yet doing. Or there are things we need to know that we're not yet knowing. Sometimes some of the things we don't know can be fundamental things. That without the fundamental things, it doesn't matter what you build on it, it will crumble. But a man who wants to get interpretation, it doesn't matter. He can wait until mercy visits him. You know what Daniel did that night? He just told the king, I know you have said this, but can you give us a little time? Come on, say more time. Come on, say it again. Come on, say more time. He besought the king, can you just... This, your law is too drastic. For you know that mercy endures. Mercy uses time. If you can hang on with mercy, it will come. It will come. Why is this your decree so hasty? He desired the king just some time. That if at all men will perish here, not with us with them. He knew that he would show the interpretation. Mercy has brought us this season. Doesn't matter what you have lost the part, it's a time to recover them. I said you will recover them. I said you will recover them. Be it in the faith, be it in life, be it in any area, you can recover them. The day you discover the requirement, the day you discover that this is a need, not just a need, an intensive need. Some things about our life, there's no way we can escape them except we arrive at right counsel. The other God matters. Like I was telling somebody, maybe last week or so, and I said, I was using a laptop to describe the matter. I said, if the laptop is not working well, and we have tried everything to make it work, it's not working well, and we try to upgrade it, it's not upgrading, we try to format it, it's not formatting, what happened to the laptop? It's gone. So the laptop must be, if it's going to be used, must obey either formatting or upgrading. And you know, in our lives, many times we need to be formatted. Huh? What did I say? Some old information can never hurt your interpretation. No matter how much they give to interpret, it will interpret wrongly. Because it has been wrongly programmed, it has been wrongly used, it has been overstretched. You know? Amen. No, sometimes you want to use a laptop and you use it on the bed or on something that is woolly and it's heated up. When it gets to the point, it begins to misbehave. You press this one, it will shoot something else. In such matter, you need to format it. Reprogram it. What the gospel, what the information we're going to get in these days ahead of time, from now on till, what do you call it, till conventional, all of that, we come to us requesting for deleting, deletion, formatting, upgrading. Will you allow it? Will you allow it? I said, will you allow? Oh, but I got this from my father. It's not good for you. Delete. Why? You are asking for accurate interpretation. That's what kings rule by. You know, the kings are reigning, rule in righteousness. Princes that decree injustice. So as we go to the table this morning, we're asking the Lord, meet my heart. Wake me up with a fresh pang, with a fresh desire, with a fresh hunger. Because what we do out of all these things is what will remain. After they tell the story of our life in the next 5 decades, 6 decades, 7 decades, come on, pray. I want you to pray in the Spirit. Come on, pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Pray in the Spirit. Kalabadashka panima rabadashka. I can come out with fresh wine. My life can break forth with fresh wine. Fresh wine. Only that they just need to do some fresh knittings of the wine skin. Just need to do some adjustments, some reconstruction, some formatting, some deletion, some upgrade. All of that. Because I must come out with expected result. I call it a future and a hope.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.